Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
Hi, Brittany.
Hello.
84604.
Thank you. You said 84064?
84604.
84604.
Correct.
And the first and last name?
Nancy Watson.
Thank you. And what was you fixing to say before I asked for the zip code?
Oh, no, sorry, I'm losing my voice here.
It's okay.
I went online and I was trying to order a KitchenAid, and somehow after I put in all the information, I don't know how it kicked me to this Bits Hub. And I'm going, what? And then it says something about I was getting an application. Sorry, I can't talk. So I don't know what happened. I was not trying to get an application for meal planning.
Yeah, so I can most definitely take a look at that for you. Can you verify your address for me, please?
1314 Jordan Avenue in Provo, Utah.
Thank you. So
I don't know what happened. Yeah, what are you? Are you a company that provides meal planning stuff?
All right, ma'am. So I'll locate an account for a Daily Plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. Did you do like a sweepstake for like a Dyson vacuum cleaner? No, you said a KitchenAid, didn't you?
Yeah, a KitchenAid.
So whenever you've done the sweepstake for the KitchenAid, it'll send you to our website where you have the opportunity to purchase a Daily Plate. If you agree to the terms and conditions, then they'll prompt you to put in your credit card information for $59.89.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want the $60 meal planning. I know how to do that.
Okay.
So is that sort of like wrong for it to kick you into something you're not looking at?
All right. So you had to agree to the terms and conditions in order to be charged the $59.89. Now, what I can do for you is offer to bring the monthly rate to $20 a month.
No, I want it canceled completely, or I'll call and cancel my card right this minute.
Okay. So I can go ahead and get your account canceled. And also, it shows that you just placed the order today. So as a courtesy, I've issued you a full refund of $59.89, which will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I just don't know how that happens. Every time I try to purchase something online, it always kicks me into some other application somewhere. And then the next thing I know, my credit card has got all these monthly charges on it, and that's not what I'm looking for at all. I don't know how that works, why that happens.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
But my credit card only has like about $150 on it, so I'm not even sure that $60 charge will even go through anyhow. Because I think I already have about $100 on it. I keep a very, very low thing on my credit card just, you know, because this has happened in the past, and I thought, I can't afford someone to keep charging every month for something I don't want and didn't realize I was even asking for. I'm sorry, I'm frustrated.
It's okay, I completely understand.
So can you just cancel that completely?
Yes, I've canceled your account and I've issued you a refund of $59.89. That'll be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have your cancellation number.
Okay. Number?
C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
206.
Okay.
0550.
Okay, that C as in Charlie, 206-0550 for $59.89.
Yes, that is correct.
I am so sorry to put you through this, but I just don't understand how that happens, because I read everything as I was going through it, and all of a sudden it started saying funny things. I went, what? So I saw your number at the end of it, and so I thought I'd call and find out what I've done.
Yes, and well, your account's been canceled and refunded. Be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No. Again, I'm sorry.
It's okay, ma'am.
All righty. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. But I will be canceling my card because I don't trust it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do want to say thank you for calling customer care, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.